கௌரவ ரவுப் ஹக்கீம் அவர்கள், உங்களுக்கு 9 நிமிடம் வழங்கப்படுகிறது. 9 நிமிடம், 9 மினிட்ஸ்.
I have 11 minutes.
Okay. Honorable presiding member, I am pleased to add my comments on this committee stage debate relating to foreign ministry as well as the justice ministry. Initially, I would like to refer to this issue pertaining to a sudden eruption of communal tension pertaining to a temple being erected in Trincomalee. Several members have spoken before me. Now, this is a very serious issue. It comes all the time. It from nowhere, suddenly statues are brought and temples are erected, and this creates unnecessary tension. I propose that the Foreign Ministry must propose to establish a race relations committee, a race relations board, right, and refer these disputes to those boards. Give them some powers to decide. In Britain, there is such a institution created by the government to handle this issue. I know governments get into unnecessary controversy and difficulty when it comes to dealing with religious tensions. So these issues, that doesn't mean that I am justifying what happened in Trincomalee. It's a very, very serious matter. This is, while such matters are happening, now at least you can say there are Buddhists in Trincomalee and therefore temples are necessary. But in this country there are no Jews. But there are several Sabbath houses, several such places of worship built for Jews when there is not a single Jew in this country. Now what has happened? Recently one of my members in the Colombo Municipal Council brought a resolution asking the mayor about why she had not included his resolution calling for the Sabbath house, place of religious worship that have been set up in Colombo for the convenience of Jews. Now this matter, Honorable Prime Minister in the House very clearly said this is an unauthorized attempt to create a religious institution. She came and said that, said so in the House. When finally what happens? When my member in the Colombo Municipal Council raises this issue, asking why they didn't include it in the for a debate in the Colombo Municipal Council, next day, immediately he is called to the Terrorist Investigation Department. He is asked to give a statement. Why did he raise this issue? When he asked why he has been summoned, he said, no, there are some Facebook comments about the motion that you brought in the Colombo Municipal Council. He said, this issue has been discussed in Parliament. The Honorable Prime Minister has said it is an unauthorized structure and therefore it must be removed. Why is the Municipal Council, which is the relevant authority for removal of this institution, he is not taking action? Nothing was done. And whereas he is summoned to the TID, Terrorist Investigation Department. Similarly, in Pottuvil Pradeshya Sabha, they took a decision to close the Sabbath house that had been created in Pottuvil. 2 days ago, two young members of the public who had put some comments on the Facebook page have been summoned from the Pottuvil police to make a statement. And thereafter, they have been summoned to the Terrorist Investigation Department. Why are you abusing the Prevention of Terrorism Act for such trivial matters? Now, this is a very government which went and promised in the Geneva Human Rights Council that they will abolish the PTA, whereas the PTA is being used to summon innocent people who had put social media comments about setting up Sabbath houses in this country where there is not a single Jew. There are several such places of religious worship that is coming up. What is the meaning of this? And similarly, look at the way in which how the Foreign Ministry is issuing a statement when Qatar, a friendly country, is attacked by Israel without any provocation. It says Sri Lanka expresses deep concern over the recent strikes reported in Qatar. Sri Lanka emphasizes the need for restraint and to be committed to diplomatic dialogue. What is this meaningless statement? Why are you issuing statements like this? Rather than issuing statements of this nature, you could have just kept quiet without issuing a statement. Now, you will notice that it's an insensitive, illogical and scornful to even attempt at drafting such a deliberately apathetic, one-sided, distorted statement, which doesn't even go to, there is no audacity to name the aggressor or even talk about how it shared the sentiments of the government and the people of the country whose sovereignty was so blatantly violated. You are not even prepared to name Israel as an aggressor when they go and bomb Qatar, a friendly country. And this particular country is a member of the Human Rights Council on behalf of 6 Gulf states, and they voted, they supported us in the Human Rights Council. Whereas you issue a statement which doesn't name the aggressor, which is not even going to the extent of not even condemning the serious breaches by these strikes, not naming the perpetrator. You are so frightened to name Israel as a perpetrator. Now, a few days ago, there is one British journalist was arrested in UK, in US, for having had some meetings condemning actions of Israel in US, in United States. And similarly, now you are doing the same thing here. Whoever makes a comment, only a few months ago, an innocent young man who went and posted a sticker showing his solidarity with Palestinians was summoned to the TID. Now, TID has become a tool of the Israelis in this country. Is this the way you are treating innocent citizens in the country who is going and showing the outrage for actions taken by Israel in occupied territories of Palestine? Now, this... this issue must stop. Similarly, you have... Now I see the government has promised in Geneva to abolish the PTA. But what has happened today? I see a statement by the Attorney General's Department. They are opposed to creating a independent public prosecutor's office. No, you reply after I comment. Independent public prosecutor's office. This is a assurance the government has given in Geneva to the international community. We know how Attorney General Department was being used for political purposes. And now, today, Attorney General Department is now up in arms by issuing a statement condemning, or rather asking the government to review this situation. I plead that this issue, particularly Attorney General Department, has been complicit in many politically motivated prosecutions, and including the President, myself and several others were summoned for a special presidential commission where Attorney General Department came and prosecuted. The result would have been finally our civic rights would have been removed, and Attorney General Department was used to conduct the prosecutions. And similarly, now this filing indictment, see what has happened. One of their own officers, Hijaz Hizbullah, a lawyer, has been framed very deliberately, falsely, and in my opinion, it's a fancy fairy tale where they accused him of having gone to a place in Puttalam, near Puttalam in Karatthivu. An NGO was created called Save the Pearls to rehabilitate poor children who had drug whose parents were drug offenders, and they tried to create this. This was created as a false pretext in order to show that government was involved, or rather, Hijaz Hizbullah was involved in terrorist ideologies. But finally, there is a case happening in Puttalam High Court. Several years it has been dragging on. Attorney General is going and taking dates. Several dates have been taken. Already the case, as I am told, it cannot proceed anymore. But still, while that is happening, all these unnecessary issues, Attorney General has been involved in politically motivated prosecutions for creating. The President himself has gone on record saying that the government defense fund has been used to fund terrorism in this country, to fund extremism on both sides, on the Buddhist side as well as the Muslim side. Terrorists have been funded by using defense fund in this country.
Issues
have been openly said by the president. The attorney general has been involved in filing politically motivated prosecutions, and they are unnecessarily dragging these matters before the High Court, and therefore these matters should be concluded. Only a few days ago, the Supreme Court has issued a direction to the Puttalam High Court to conclude this matter before June next year, seeing that this is unnecessarily dragged on. So unnecessary penal sanctions brought upon innocent lawyers has also been motivated by their political intentions, and this must end. And therefore, an independent public prosecutor's office must be established, and that is a sine qua non. Having said that, I conclude that. Thank you.
Honourable Minister.
Honourable Minister.
Thank you, Honourable President. Honourable Member, Mr. Rauf Hakim, thank you very much for the points raised. All are well noted. I will only respond on two instances. One of them is the Prevention of Terrorism Act. I told that in the morning, perhaps you were not here at the time. The new law has been concluded. Currently, it's been translated to Sinhala and Tamil. So therefore, within a very short period, the new act relating to terrorism will be out for public consultation for a while. So there will be enough time for people to give ideas. So what we promised the international community has been done, and what we promised our people has been done. Secondly, about the Independent Prosecution Service, it is not something that we promised because of any other international pressure. It was part of our manifesto. When we said we are going to establish Independent Prosecutors Unit, we meant it. However, now at the moment, there's a committee considering the matter also, headed by His Lordship Jayasantha Kodagoda. And also, Honourable Attorney General is part of it, and there are many others also. And even in that, at a particular stage, we intend to call for public consultations. And I am very well aware, I was sent this letter by the hand of the Attorney General, but their trade union, the Legal Officers Association, about their objection. So just like anyone else, they can also view air their views. But that doesn't mean this government is going to take one view and just let go of things simply and completely. But we will consider all opinions. But whatever we promise people in our manifesto will continue no matter what. Thank you.